With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump celebrating a commanding lead over his rivals for the nomination, but telling supporters today in Newton, Iowa, he still needs them to show up.
People who fund Nikki Haley and Ron aren't working for your interests. They're working for the interests of other nations and themselves, and so are those two. Nikki would sell you out just like she sold me out. I mean, I'll never run against him. He was a great president. Why would I run? Ladies and gentlemen, I've decided to run.
Trump responding to Friday's speech at Valley Forge by President Biden, which labeled MAGA Republicans a threat to democracy.
If we win this election like we have to, we have no choice. We have no choice. The guy's bad. They've got their plan. Their plan is, we're all threats to democracy. That's their plan. They think that's good. He can't use anything else because they haven't done anything else.
Also at SRNnews.com, a leading expert on the Middle East says giving the ongoing attacks on American vessels by Houthi rebels, retired Admiral James Stavridis says it may be time for the United States to strike back.
Probably not a warship at the top of the list, but probably you would go after, for example, oil and gas observation platforms, maritime infrastructure. It's proportional. They're striking shipping. We could strike back.
Alaska Airlines grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft hours after a window and piece of fuselage on one such plane blew out in midair, forcing an emergency landing in Portland, Oregon. Incident occurred shortly after takeoff, and the gaping hole caused the cabin to depressurize. 174 passengers, 6 crew members, no one was hurt, but a lot of frayed nerves. This is SRN News. A new poll on Christians and Israel.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that only 27% of self-identified believers look to the Bible when they try to formulate their opinions about the Jewish state. Most poll respondents, 56%, say news reports from the mainstream media are the primary influence on their thoughts and beliefs about Israel. Other influences include the opinions of family and friends and interactions with Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One powerful pro-abortion group changing its name, officials with NARAL Pro-Choice America, say their organization will now be called Reproductive Freedom for All. They're also vowing to spend a lot of money in the 2024 election cycle, that in their hope to try and put abortion supporters in office all across the country. This is SRN News. Myanmar's military government says it has withdrawn forces from a key city near China after it was taken over by an alliance of ethnic armed groups that's been battling for months. BBC correspondent Bev Marsh.
The rebel advance in northern Shan State has become the most significant threat to Myanmar's military government since it seized power 3 years ago. The ethnic minority grouping, known as the Three Brotherhood Alliance, reportedly disarmed hundreds of soldiers in Lao Cai in the biggest defeat for the army since the rebel offensive began last October. Lao Cai had been controlled by a militia aligned with Myanmar's army and was notorious for gambling, prostitution and online scams. The conflict has strained Myanmar's relations with China and affected cross-border trade.
Wall Street yesterday, another few gains. The Dow was up 25 points, NASDAQ ahead 13. More details at srnnews.com.